5. Inventory.
存货
2. Inventory discount. Listen to the short passage and fill in the blanks.
Trade discount is one of the most popular promotional methods. In order to expand sales and dominate the market, enterprises provide commercial discounts for wholesalers. The more sales, lower price promotional strategy. Accounts receivable and sales revenue use the actual sale price before cash discount is deducted as a recorded value. Commercial discount has no effect on the accounting. Cash discount is a preferential price policy for customers to pay the purchase price as soon as possible. For business sales, cash discount has two advantages: reducing collection time and bad debt losses. The negative effect is to reduce the cash flow. As a direct impact on corporate cash flow, cash discount therefore must be reflected in the accounting. There are three ways of accounting for cash discounts: gross price method, net price method, and allowance method. New Chinese corporate accounting standards require the use of gross price method and do not allow the use of net price method. 3. Inventory systems, perpetual and periodic. Listen to a short passage, choose the right item for each system, and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
There are two main types of inventory accounting systems: periodic system and perpetual system. The periodic inventory system is used for relatively inexpensive goods. A convenience store without cash registers does not keep a daily running record of every loaf of bread and every keychain that it sells. Instead, the business counts its inventory at some regular interval to determine the quantities on hand. Restaurants and small retail stores also use the periodic system, which is becoming less and less popular as more businesses keep their inventory records by computer. The perpetual inventory system keeps a running record of inventory and cost of goods sold. This system achieves control over the inventory. Even in a perpetual system, the business counts inventory at least once a year. The physical count establishes the correct amount of ending inventory for the financial statement and also serves as a check on the perpetual records. 5. Three inventory cost flow assumptions. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
When the periodic inventory system is used, only revenue is recorded each time a sale is made. No entry is made at the time of the sale to record the cost of the merchandise sold. At the end of the accounting period, a physical inventory is taken to determine the cost of the inventory and the cost of the merchandise sold. Like the perpetual inventory system, a cost flow assumption must be made when identical units are acquired at different unit costs during a period. For example, the seller might assume that the oldest merchandise always is sold first, or that the most recently purchased items are the first to be sold. Three flow assumptions are in widespread use. 1. Average cost. This assumption values all merchandise, units sold, and units remaining in inventory at the average per unit cost. In effect, the average cost method assumes that units are withdrawn from the inventory in random order. 2. First in, first out. FIFO. As the name implies, FIFO involves the assumption that goods sold are the first units that were purchased, that is, the oldest goods on hand. Thus, the remaining inventory is comprised of the most recent purchases. 3. Last in, first out. LIFO. Under LIFO, the units sold are assumed to be the most recently acquired. The remaining inventory, therefore, is assumed to consist of the earliest purchases. Suppose simple company sells musical instruments, and at a moment it had four identical Yamaha pianos on hand. Two Yamaha costing $80,000 each that were purchased first, and two of the same type of Yamaha costing $70,000 each that were bought by the company after the first one. Customers don't care which one to buy, since the four pianos and their prices are totally the same. If the company wants to use FIFO, it will use $80,000 as the cost of goods sold. LIFO means the cost of the inventory purchased last is charged to the cost of goods sold. In the example above, the cost of goods sold would be $70,000. Average cost provides that the average unit cost is included in the cost of goods sold. In order to determine the weighted average cost, you need to add all the costs of the inventory on hand and divide the result by the number of inventories. In our example, it would be $80,000 times 2 plus $70,000 times 2 divide by 4 equals $75,000. 6. The value of inventory on the balance sheet. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Inventory values sometimes fall due to the changes in technology or in fashion. When the value of inventory is lower than its cost, the inventory is written down to its market value. This is done by valuing the inventory at the lower of cost or market, LCM, in the period in which the decline occurs. LCM is an example of the conservatism constraint. When choosing among alternatives, the best choice is the method that is least likely to overstate assets and net income. Under the LCM basis, market is defined as selling price less normal selling cost. The lower of cost or market method can be applied in one of three ways. The cost, market price, and any declines could be determined for the following. 1. Each item in the inventory. 2. Each major class or category of inventory. 3. Total inventory as a whole. To illustrate the application of the lower of cost or market to individual items, look at the following information. If the lower of cost or market rule is applied to individual items, the amount of inventory is $18,655. If applied to major categories, it is $19,312. If applied to the total inventory, it is $19,357. The reason for the difference is that market values higher than cost are offset against market values lower than cost when the major categories or total inventory approach is adopted.
Vocabulary. New words.
Inventory.
Talcum.
Promotional.
Dominate.
Preferential.
Gross.
Convenience.
Register.
Loaf.
Achieve.
Establish.
Debate.
Electronics.
Installment.
Assumption.
Identical.
Widespread.
Random.
Conservatism.
Constraint.
Alternative.
Overstate.
Category.
Individual.